and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman said California, quote, better hold on tight after Democratic Governor Jerry Brown allowed the state to become a sanctuary state. Now, the law took in effect January 1st of this year. Holman also talks about how the local police feel about this.
The street cops, they do not like this legislation. They're totally against it. The street cops understand what we're trying to do. We want to take public safety threats out of the communities.
California rang in 2018 with a newly legal product, cannabis. Investors responded yesterday by sending shares of companies that cater to the industry to record highs. Mark Siegel is a doctor and professor of medicine at New York University's Langone Medical Center. He explains what it means if you drive under the influence of pot.
Stays in your system for days and days, THC, so it impairs judgment. That's what you need with driving. You know, it impairs how you're thinking.
Dr. Siegel also said that if you smoke pot, you're three times as likely to drink alcohol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The Mexican cartels are using drones to smuggle drugs into the United States, as USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The Washington Times reports Border Patrol agents are increasingly worried about the threat from drug cartel-operated drones after agents spotted 13 of them over a four-day period of time across one section of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mike Hale at CACI International tells the Washington Times their SkyTracker technology can use the radio frequencies of drones that can trace the location of the operator. I'm John Clemens.
The huge tax plan that President Donald Trump signed at the end of 2018 will take effect starting very quickly. Many folks starting in February are going to start seeing more money in their paychecks. But is the messaging being lost on this bill? Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul explains the tax cuts in a way that everyone can understand.
I think the thing is people get confused about tax cuts. So let's say you pay $1,000 in taxes and we give you a 99% cut. So you get a $990 tax cut. But let's say you pay $1 million in taxes and you get a 1% cut, and it's a $10,000 tax cut. We all go crazy saying, oh, the guy who paid $1 million or the corporation paid $1 million is getting $10,000 and the poor person's only getting $990. But they got a 99% tax cut.
And finally, McDonald's will debut their new discount menu Thursday with an upselling approach of $1, $2, or $3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
will crash-proof prosperity, becoming wealthy in the age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
President Trump taking action to get rid of incompetent Veterans Affairs managers and workers, expected to sign an executive order this week creating an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection in the VA. A number of news organizations already reporting that the order says the new office will help the VA Chief David Shulkin discipline or fire managers or workers who, quote, fail to carry out their duties in helping veterans. The office is also to protect whistleblowers against managers who try to retaliate against them. Trump expected to sign the order on Thursday. Word today that the nation's opioid abuse epidemic might be even worse than we've been led to believe. Mark Mayfield has more on the story.
New research by the CDC suggests the total number of deaths from opioid abuse might be underestimated. Latest figures show that 91 people die from overdoses of opioids every day. In a report presented Monday by the CDC, researchers said autopsy reports on people who are prescribed opioids for pain sometimes note only the immediate cause of death, but don't mention opioid use.
Former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly saying the truth will come out about sexual harassment accusations that got him fired from Fox in a new episode of his No Spin News podcast. O'Reilly saying yesterday that when the truth about the allegations does come out, his fans, quote, will be shaken. And O'Reilly says he was surprised that Fox News let him go over the allegations, and he says he's sad that he's... For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowman.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a
crash-proof prosperity, becoming wealthy in the age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
President Trump taking action to get rid of incompetent Veterans Affairs managers and workers, expected to sign an executive order this week creating an Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection in the VA. A number of news organizations already reporting that the order says the new office will help the VA Chief David Shulkin discipline or fire managers or workers who, quote, fail to carry out their duties in helping veterans. The office is also to protect whistleblowers against managers who try to retaliate against them. Trump expected to sign the order on Thursday. Word today that the nation's opioid abuse epidemic might be even worse than we've been led to believe. Mark Mayfield has more on the story.
New research by the CDC suggests the total number of deaths from opioid abuse might be underestimated. Latest figures show that 91 people die from overdoses of opioids every day. In a report presented Monday by the CDC, Researchers said autopsy reports on people who are prescribed opioids for pain sometimes note only the immediate cause of death, but don't mention opioid use.
Former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly saying the truth will come out about sexual harassment accusations that got him fired from Fox in a new episode of his No Spin News podcast. O'Reilly saying yesterday that when the truth about the allegations does come out, his fans, quote, will be shaken. And O'Reilly says he was surprised that Fox News let him go over the allegations, and he says he's sad that he's... For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowen.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
It's 9:07, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees, overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. Rain possible again at 12:15. Today is April 25th, 2017. Rain mainly this afternoon. Maybe heavy at times this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain near 100%. Rain and patchy fog after midnight. Near steady temperatures in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. We get up to about 80. On Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday, also in the lower 80s. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Sunday the 30th, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lower 80s as well. Temperatures in our area. 52 in Raritan, 53 in Lebanon, 51 over in Washington Township, 49 in Hampton, 52 in Quakertown, 50 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. population. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunchimer.com. It is National Red Hat Society Day, and I am lucky to have on the phone with me the queen of the Red Hat Society and locally in Hunterdon County, Maria Clapp. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to enlighten me on this society. I have not actually seen an event. Obviously, I'm a man, so I probably wouldn't be involved, but I know I have seen and heard of other folks who have witnessed the ladies get together, and so when I saw this particular item on our calendar, I said, I got to find out who can tell me all about it. So I'm so glad that you volunteered to do that, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So it is National Red Hat Society Day.
19th anniversary.
The 19th anniversary of the entire society or just the local chapter?
Entire society.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And the worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay.
Yeah.
You said to me via email that you've been the queen of the local chapter here for 15 years. Is that correct?
Yes. I am also the queen down in Gloucester County, South Jersey.
Wow. All right. We're going to find out how that happens. This is fascinating. So, what is the Red Hat Society?
It is a group of women that are turned 50 mm-hmm. and have raised their children and want to take time for themselves now. They've done their job, and they want to take their time to go out and enjoy themselves. So we go out for teas and shows, and we wear our red hats and our purple clothes.
Okay. What is the significance of the red and the purple?
Well, Sue Ellen Cooper, who started this, she had a friend who was turning 50, and she was upset about turning 50.
Mm-hmm.
So she found a poem by Jenny Jones, and she gave her the poem, and she also gave her a red hat, and they wore purple clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, they liked the idea, so they started going out for teas,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it all began, and she started the Red Hat Society.
And where did that take
California.
Place? California. So was that the official first?
I was the first one, and it was April 25th.
Okay, it was on this day 19
yeah.
years ago. That's fantastic. Do you have any awareness about how many people did that on that particular day? Was it just the two of them?
No, just a couple of them. And then it grew.
Well, obviously, if we have 19 events of the 19 years of this already, it's obviously grown from a couple of women getting together to a significant event. So it means a tremendous amount to many women.
Yes.
They enjoy it. It sounds so. The success of it is to as you said, kind of taking care of yourself now as a mother. You've sacrificed for many years, and now it's time to refocus on yourselves and your own relationships. Is that right?
Right. That's what it's about, yes.
Okay. May I ask you what was your role back? Did you work? Were you just a stay-at-home mom?
know, I worked part-time jobs, mm-hmm. and then I retired, and then I was in another chapter, mm-hmm. and I got involved in the Red Hat Society, mm-hmm. and I saw that they were taking girls, so I went to them, and I was their social girl. I would come up with the events, so they call me a social butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Then I decided that I wanted to do my own because they were a distance from me, so I thought I want to do my own, uh-huh. and I was doing all the events anyway for them.
Right.
And the queen that was queen of that chapter, she said, when you quit, I'm quitting, because I was doing all the events.
Oh.
So anyway, I started my own chapter, and I had my own chapter for 15 years. And really not in Hunterdon County anymore, but right. I see the girls sometime right. because I live in South Jersey now. My daughter lives in Flemington,
mm-hmm.
so I see some of the girls up there, and, you know, we still enjoy each other.
What was the chapter that you originally became
Hats
part
Us.
Of?
Hats Are Us. It was always Hats Are Us. Hats Are Us. Hats, H-A-T-S, with a big R, Us, like Babies Are Us. Hats
right.
Are Us.
That's the Flemington chapter?
Yeah, it was Flemington, and it was South Jersey also. And we'd come together.
Okay.
The Flemington girls would drive down to Jersey, and we'd do different things down there because I do a lot of different things. I don't just go out to lunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do different events all over.
All right, we're going to get into that a little bit later. But what was the chapter that you originally started in where you were the social?
I do forget the name of that.
Where was it located?
Swedesboro.
Swedesboro, okay.
Yeah, it's no longer a chapter. They just dismantled.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. So how did you learn about it at the time?
I had seen it in the paper about the Red Hat Society, and it was just starting, and I thought, I wonder what this is. And mm-hmm. I called her, and she said, yeah, we're going to the Longwood Gardens was the first trip
oh,
I went.
Oh, nice.
She said, we're going to the Longwood Gardens. You want to come? And I said, yes, and I went, and I liked it.
And did you at the time know that there was certain criteria that you had to be a mother over 50?
I knew that, yeah.
Okay.
You had to be over 50.
All right, gotcha. So you already qualified, and then you just joined up with them. And
right.
what was your first meeting with them like when you joined up with them in Longwood Gardens? How many women were part of that group?
About 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice, and the girls were nice, and they were all from Swedesboro area, so I was a distance.
Yeah, but
you know,
but obviously it was important because it motivated you to create your own chapter.
Yeah, that's the thing. It did.
Awesome, very great.
We just went to Peller's Village yesterday.
Yes, I want to talk about that a little later on in the show too, because I want mm-hmm. people to understand, like you learned about it in the paper. My objective here is to learn about the Red Hat Society locally, and then we'll talk about some of the events that you've participated in and what it's like to be part of it, so that anybody that's listening might want to join up at some point.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so we established why it's how it happened. We established that it's why the colors. We established that it's a social group that's trying to be part of trying to rejuvenate and take care of the moms over 50 that have given so much for their families. It started out with only a handful of people out in California 19 years ago, and now do you have any semblance of how big the Red Hat Society is?
I think over 100,000.
So this is pretty important to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It resonates pretty large.
I know. It's all over the world.
Yeah. So how does something like this catch on if I can't even figure out what it's all about?
Well, when we go out, we're in our red hats and our purple clothes in the group, and people come up and say, what is this? What are you doing? And we tell them.
Right.
And they say, oh, I want to join. I want to join.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You know, and then you go online and you read all about the Red Hat Society, and then uh-huh. you say if you want to join or you don't want to join. Some women, no, don't want to be bothered.
Right, right.
You know,
I
but
understand.
Most of them like it. They enjoy going out together.
Good.
We do it once a month.
Really? Once a month?
Once a month.
Incredible. I know it started out, you know, where you said you had to be over 50 and you had to be you had to raise children. Is that those two criteria relaxed, or is there is that pretty?
Well, under 50, they wear purple.
Oh,
they wear purple.
Okay.
But they can join under 50.
Okay. And then when you turn, when you're over 50, you then can wear red?
Yes, you give them a, you give them a ceremony and you give them a red hat.
All right, gotcha. Very good. Does most of this is outside, as you said, you're going out monthly. Is the ceremony behind closed doors? Does the ceremony take place during those?
No, it's open. It's usually in a restaurant, and yesterday we're Peddler's Village.
Mm-hmm.
Next month we're going to a Mother's Day tea.
Okay. Does the particular type of hat that's given to the woman that turns 50 something that's selected by somebody, or is it does the
we all make a selection for something that she would like.
Okay. Do you is there any type of mentorship or partnership that goes on with a new member versus an older member or somebody that's been a part of the group for quite some time?
No, there's just a queen, and then there's a vice queen if you want, and a treasurer, but I do it all. I take care of it all because I know it's getting done right.
All right.
That's what I do.
Gotcha. Excellent. So, all right, so we've learned a little bit about what the Red Hat Society is. You're telling me it's all over the world, and it's despite the fact that some chapters have closed, it seems to be growing on a tremendous rate if it's that large.
Yeah, it is. It is still growing because a lot of chapters do close, but then there's other ones coming up, you know, so.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, Maria, and we'll be right back. I got to pay some bills here, so I'll put you on mute, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes, all right? So hang on. All right. Maria Clapp from the Red Hat Society.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares.
For 15 years. So thank you again, Maria, for taking some time today. So when you decided to leave from to go from Swedesboro and start your own, did you have in mind a group of women that were going to automatically get together?
Well, I did have one girl that was in my chapter down there, and she came with me, and then this other girl started emailing, and I picked up girls from there.
Did you do any marketing to let women know?
No, just on email.
Just email. And you had an inkling of certain folks that you've met in the past that you thought would be...
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they said, oh, I want to join. So I said, well, I'm going to start my own chapter.
What does it take to set up a chapter?
Well, you just get a bunch of girls together, and they pay dues. They pay $20 dues to the Red Hat Society, and I pay $29 for the whole chapter for the year.
Okay. That's not too onerous in terms of cost.
No.
And the money from the dues, what is that used for? Is that used for some of the events?
Well, it goes to Sue Ellen Cooper in California.
Okay. Well, what about all of that money, the $20 plus the $29?
Yeah, $20 from each girl and $29 for the chapter.
Okay. What do you think their Sue Ellen Cooper is doing with all that?
We don't know.
Okay. All right.
I know they do have big anniversaries, and they travel all over. Like this year, they're going to New York in June,
uh-huh.
so they travel all over with her girls, I guess. But
okay.
We don't know where the money goes.
Is there any? Well, I'm sure there's. You know, I'm part of a fraternity, and you know, they have a headquarters, and they have to have some folks that are managing that the salaries of those people that are managing
the
national chapter.
Sure, the salaries do paid out there. She has a big office out there, and she has a big store.
Okay.
So there's girls working for her, so she's paying for them also.
Okay. So they got to do something. I understand that. It's not like they're just pocketing it and going.
Right. Every society pays dues also. You know?
Sure. So, all right, so you started the chapter, and you started it 15 years ago. A couple women get together, and you established it. What was your first inaugural event? What did you guys decide to do?
I just went out to a tea.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to different tea rooms, all different tea rooms.
Okay, so this is the Hats R Us Society, right? That's your...
Right.
And that's located here in Flemington, and you said there's also one down by you, right?
Gloucester County, yes.
Gloucester County. Now...
And they don't really have the Flemington group much anymore.
No? They've kind of disbanded, and you kind of migrated to Gloucester?
Well, yes, because I travel back and forth. It was too much with the two groups together.
Right.
You know, because I bring the Flemington girls down here, and we meet down here. And the traveling back and forth, so I just, you know, just do the group down here now.
I understand.
But I'm supposed to be moving, so I might be moving to Flemington, so I'll get them started up again.
Oh, you're coming back to rejuvenate it. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter lives there.
Yes, awesome. So the first that you went to her tea room, so you've been doing this for 15 years, and you said a little while ago that you pretty much plan a monthly activity. Is that right?
Right.
So tell me some of the highlights. What you said you went to some tea rooms. What are some other big events that you guys have enjoyed over the years?
Longwood Gardens. We went back to Longwood Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Rockwood Museum in Delaware. And next month, March, we're doing a Mother's Day tea. And in June, we do Robin's Nest, which is a Robin's Nest is... charitable organization for women who are put out on the street and don't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
So they we do a baby shower for them. So we have a baby shower, we all bring food, and we all bring a gift for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robin's Nest comes over and collects the gifts. We don't open them. They come over and collect the gifts and take them to the woman that are in need.
Oh.
We have a little baby shower.
That's nice.
It's like a regular baby shower.
So so the women are still... Despite the fact that they're taking care of themselves, you're still taking care of other folks.
Yeah, well, we do. That's our charity. We like to do. We do it once a year. It'll be our fourth year doing it.
Okay.
And then also we do Juniper Village. We do Juniper Village, the retirement home. We go there with the retired ladies, and we play bingo every 3 months.
Neat.
And they enjoy us coming.
That's great. And every event, as you said, women are dressed up in purple and red.
Yes.
So you establish who you are. Now, have you folks ever showed up at a restaurant or a tea room and the owner or the proprietor has been taken aback by just the mass of color and a group of people coming in like that? Or do you call them up ahead of time?
I call them up ahead of time and make reservations.
Okay.
And
right.
See if they can handle because a lot of my events, like yesterday, I had 47 people there.
And that was at Peddler's Village?
Yes.
Wow.
So I took a bus. We took a bus up there.
Okay. So not in all the events do you organize it to that extent. Sometimes.
Right. Just different things.
All right. So tell me about the Peddler's Village. You've been there before, from what I understand.
Yes, we've been there, but not as Red Hats. And it was a Red Hat Day for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. And they had music, and they had a fashion show. And then after that, we ate. And the food was delicious, as usual. Peddler's Village is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place.
Yep.
All the tulips were up, blooming.
Yep.
And then the girls shopped. They love shopping.
Okay.
And then we boarded the bus and came home.
So how long was that event for yesterday?
From 11 o'clock till we got home around 6.
Wow. You guys packed it in.
Yeah.
Now, in that particular case, with 47 women walking around in red and purple, would you estimate how many people came up and asked you, what are you folks all about?
Well, there was one girl that said, a woman asked her, but nobody asked me, but they all said, oh, you're one of the red hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the proprietors knew.
Yeah.
They probably knew we were coming for the red hat day.
Okay.
You know?
Excellent. So, all right, so we did tea, you went to Peddler's Village. So, how many members now are in the Gloucester chapter and combined with the folks that are coming down from Flemington?
15.
But you had 47 yesterday?
Yeah, I had 47 from different chapters and different queens.
From where?
Different queens. See, I put it out online. I'm going to do a trip like that. I put it out online
right. And
to the queens, and then they asked their girls. So I had one girl, one queen, she had 12, and another one had 6. So, see, it's different girls from different chapters.
I see. All right. So you had
everybody
a couple of chapters.
Everybody doesn't have to go or doesn't want to go.
Sure. So do you know I'm sure you do. What other chapters came to visit with you?
Yesterday was Vineland.
Mm-hmm.
It was Cherry Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It was Philadelphia.
Wow.
And it was some other jerseys.
Neat. So it sounds like there's Red Hat Society clubs, groups, a lot of places in New Jersey that are available.
Yeah, right. They're all mostly every town, I think, would have them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place that a woman can go to seek where these chapters are and who to
online.
Get
online. So redhatsociety.com and come up and she'll tell all about it.
Okay. So in there is a list of the locations and the queens that they
and
should
they'll say if it's open. Some chapters are closed. They close them because they have a hard time getting the restaurants with over 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So they close them. But I always kept mine open and I have women that come from all different areas because some of them say, I can't get in the chapter, yours is open.
Right, okay.
And I said, yes, I take you in because, you know, and I have women from all over.
Wow. All right, so when you mean closed, you mean that they're full. They're not defunct.
Yeah,
they're not
they won't
defunct.
Take anymore, yes.
That's interesting. And a queen stays the queen for as long as she wants. Is that right?
That's right. And then you can change over. If you want to have another queen, you have to change over.
Okay. Is there some type of ceremony for that, or is it just...
They vote on her.
Vote on her. Okay.
But they told me, you're doing a good job. You stay with her.
All they right. Don't
have to
they don't
want to
bother. They just want to go out to have the fun. You do the work for us. And
right. That's the thing.
And it sounds like you do all... You like, enjoy doing the work and getting it done right, so everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I do like it. I enjoy doing... I love looking up different places and getting interested in them and ask them if they're interested and, you know.
So, all right. Is most of it kind of teas and restaurants, or are there other? And well, you went to Longwood Gardens, you said. And what other events do you have in mind over the in the future?
We do. We go to historic houses and tour them.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman just told me this morning about a dollhouse, and this woman has all dollhouses in her home and dolls. And it's beautiful, and she gives you a lunch.
Nice.
So I'm going to check into that and find out about it because the girls would probably love it.
Mm-hmm. So this pretty much consumes a good chunk of your time, it sounds like. If you're trying to prepare for the next event or next month, you're getting pretty busy just to work this all out and move everybody in from one direction to another.
Yes. Takes time. Takes time and energy.
And you're involved in email and which is great. So all the women have some type of email communication to keep all this. Well, keep
or
all
else
this
you
organized.
Call them up if they don't have it. You have to call them up.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
But the email is really, really great.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that helps a lot. Now, can I ask what the range of age is in your groups?
60s and 70s.
All right. So nobody's letting any grass grow under their feet. They're moving around, keeping it going.
No. Last year I had 85 girls at our anniversary at Lucian's Tavern. It's beautiful. I had 85 there. And I make them all a little favor, too.
Wow.
I made them all little red hat pocketbooks.
That's awesome.
You'd love it, but no boys allowed.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. Men have their clubs. Women have to have theirs.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'm just so fascinated that everybody's so excited about it. That's great.
Yeah. How did you hear about me? From my newspapers. I picked pictures in newspapers when I was up there.
I, to be honest with you, Maria, I'd have to go back and look. I did a lot of searching for on email on the internet for people who were involved in the Red Hat Society, and I might have come across it on the Red Hat Society page.
Okay.
But I will certainly let you know. It's been a while since I got in contact with you. Have you gotten any recognition, any response from California about the work that you do here?
No, not really.
No?
No. Has all the pictures of different events.
Is that yours personally, or is that something
it's mine. Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of the folks that have been part of your organization would love to browse that from time to time.
Yeah, they do. They come over. I have teas at my own home for a couple of them, different couple of them, and then they'll have another group over, and they love to look at it, you know.
Awesome.
They say, wow, you've done a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, no, it's certainly, when you have something that's established as long as the chapters that you're involved with, it's important, and there's a legacy there that I'm sure the newer members would love to see at some point because they're...
Yeah.
Because
the proclamations, each one is different. It's really nice to see each one is different from a different mayor.
Yeah, and that was, you got them at the places that you were celebrating, not at...
Yeah, so every town was different, so every year was different.
All right, so you haven't gotten, well, I'm not going to assume, but we're not talking about the places where the chapter is established. We're talking about where you were having your event.
Yeah, the anniversary event.
Understood.
From there, I would get a proclamation from the mayor.
Okay. All right. So, what big events do you have? I know you talked about a couple of smaller ones. You've just passed this year anniversary. What's your game plan for figuring out next year's?
Well, I have up till December. Then I'll start in November. I'll start thinking about next year.
Just planning like a big party. Every year, every couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a small party, you could say. Get together, and of course we have people that died, you know, and it's sad.
Is there any type of memorial or
they just go to the viewing.
Okay, you just, the girls go. Dare I ask, do the girls wear red on that day, or?
Yes, we wear red and purple.
You do, so in celebration of the person that passed away.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. I always talk about on this show legacy. People who are doing something in their life that will be remembered by others, and certainly the Red Hat Society qualifies for that. You're providing an opportunity for all these women to get together and enjoy themselves and relish that one day every month where the women get together. But and you're also built keeping a history.
Yes.
So it's so neat to see all that. You said you might be coming back up to Flemington. What's your plans with the Gloucester chapter? Are they going to come up here? Or are you going to
Yes, they would want to come up. We do T-Berry's. You know T-Berry's Tea Room?
It's right up the street here. I've been there myself.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've had busloads come up there.
Okay. So there.
I've had my Flemington chapter there also.
That's
so
neat.
We fill the whole tea room.
I imagine you do. That
it's
must
a
be
beautiful tea room. It's one of the prettiest tea rooms.
Yeah, it's right here in Flemington, and they continue to do a great job and constantly revitalize it and change it around to make it very homey for everybody.
Nice.
So, Maria, we're going to take another quick break. I got to pay a couple more bills, and then we're going to come back for just a few more minutes, learn how do people get in touch with you and learn about what your plans might be for the revitalization of the Flemington chapter, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on a minute. That's Maria Clapp. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambie's, Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I have Queen Maria Clapp on the phone, and she's been telling me all about and educating me about the Red Hat Society in Flemington and Gloucester. Maria, I failed to ask this, so I'm going to ask it now. When you have your monthly meetings, is there any agenda to it, or is it simply social?
Just social. We don't call them meetings. We call them gatherings.
Gatherings, okay. And but you still have to take care of some business, right, at some point. Well, how do you
do collect that? Money for the trips we're going on.
Okay.
If they're all trips. Sometimes, like the Red, the Robin's Nest baby shower, there's no money to collect. I just give out a list of who's bringing what.
And you're doing that in the previous gathering?
In June.
But you're giving that list out at a previous gathering?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a little bit of information that's passed around.
Yes, yes. We talk about what we're going to do mm-hmm. and collect money if we're going somewhere the next month.
What have you learned about being the queen of a chapter that you could pass along to people in terms of any type of group or keeping a group organized?
Be organized yourself
mm-hmm.
and ask the woman what they like to do and see their days off so they can all get together.
Right.
And have patience.
Have patience. Did you acquire these skills, or have you always had them?
I've always been organized.
Mm-hmm. Was that something you did in your vocation as well?
Yeah, even in life. In fact, my daughter, when she was in third grade, her teacher said, "My head would be rolling down the aisle, and your mother would still be organized."
Okay.
I always remember that.
All right. Now, I know you had asked me how your friends and some of the ladies would be able to hear this. Is there anybody you want to say hello to out there that might be listening?
Yes, Shirley and Joyce and Agnes.
All right. Shirley, Joyce, and Agnes. Well, mm-hmm. they're part of the group?
They were part of my old group.
Part of your old group. Excellent. All right. So we got that. Now, you've told us about a number of different events that are planning. Every leader wants to make improvements. Every leader wants to change things up a little bit. You have any ideas about what you might want to do to keep things exciting?
Just getting new events, mm-hmm. new places. Just like this morning, I found out from the girl about this. Dollhouses,
right.
And she says very interesting, and you'll enjoy it. And she does a nice luncheon, and it's very interesting. So I'm going mm-hmm. to check into that.
Have there been any ones that were so great that you definitely wanted to return?
Yes, Lucian's last year was great.
Yeah,
and there was 85 girls there, and then Tether's Village was. They all said, "Oh, let's come back here."
Okay,
so they were more. You know, better than other ones, probably.
Yeah, they're all
good. We did Hunterdon County one time, the Hunterdon Playhouse.
Okay.
And I had a proclamation from over there, from one of the girls, one of the mayor over there.
All right. So you came up for one of the performances and one of the dinners or lunches, right?
Yes.
Neat. And so now there might be plans for you to come back up to Flemington, and that will probably mean that in addition to the tea berries that you're probably looking for more events around here. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we certainly would love to help you out with that if you need be. So just give us a call over here at the Chamber of Commerce and we'll
yes, we did the Hunterdon County Jail, and we have pictures of us in the jail and all. We did that.
You went to the old courthouse jail?
Yes, yes. Okay. We have pictures.
All right.
Hartman's chair and
right.
and yep. in the jail.
Yep. Okay. Well, it's there's a lot of other things over here. You can go over to the Stengel factory there
yes.
right now, and I've heard occasionally from I haven't witnessed it myself, Maria, but I've heard occasionally that the women get a little out of control when they get a whole group of you folks together. Things get
yes.
Fun and loud and. Boisterous?
Yeah, that's the thing. Some of them do get carried away.
That's okay.
I know of a chapter that was told, don't come back anymore.
Oh, no. That bad? No.
Yep.
Can't be that bad.
That was bad.
Okay. You guys breaking furniture and stuff? What's going on?
No, just loud, and
okay.
then they were arguing about their bill.
Oh, well.
So, you know. So that's why I collect my money before.
Oh, good for you.
If I can do it. I collect mm-hmm. all their money before, and I make one payment to the person, and that's it. It's done.
Gotcha. So it's over and done with, and you can enjoy yourself.
Yes,
do you enjoy yourself? I mean, it's one of the hardest things to do when you're a leader of people and you're always doing the events. Do you get to enjoy yourself and sit down? And
most,
yesterday I did, but most times I'm running around seeing if everybody's okay and everybody mm-hmm. has everything, so I don't really get to enjoy it that much. But yesterday I did. It was very nice.
So let me ask you this. You got started in this because you became, you were the social
butterfly.
May I suggest that you might find an assistant social butterfly that can help out a little bit so you can sit down and enjoy a meal from time to time?
Yeah, they would help me. Like if I'm collecting 50-50s or collecting baskets we chance off or something like that, they do help like that.
Good. All right. Because you got to enjoy it, too. You've been doing this for 15 years, 12 times a year. That's a lot to ask of somebody.
Some things are big, but some are small, so it's okay. Like the Mother's Day tea, I'll enjoy that because a group of women that are doing it, so I just have to go in and sit down and make sure everybody's there. So I don't have to run around, or is my food okay and all that.
Right, right. So we've been talking for the last 40-some minutes about the Red Hat Society. You got a chapter down by you. You're going to be reestablishing potentially a chapter up here in Flemington. How should a person get in touch with you to be able to be part of the group and learn about the group?
Red Hat Maria at Comcast.net.
Red Hat Maria, M-A-R-I-A, at Comcast.net.
Yeah.
And you're going to have that email address up here as well, right, when you move? Okay. You mentioned your daughter. Is she part of the society too?
No, she's only 50. But she's a busy woman. She teaches CCD and runs two scout groups.
Oh, okay.
And she works part-time at the school, so she's busy.
Well, she's
not, still being a mother.
Yeah, she's still being a mother. So she's not, she hasn't hit that threshold to say it's time for me yet. She's still she's still giving, not taking.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Well, this has been awesome. I appreciate you giving me the time to educate me on this group. It sounds like it's catching fire. It sounds like it's been doing it for quite some time. What would you say to somebody out there who is on the fence or never heard of it before, the virtues of being part of the group?
Well, to meet new girls and to have fun and to experience new experiences, because some of them just go out to lunch every month, and they say they're tired of going out to lunch. They want to see different things.
Okay.
So that's why I look up for different things.
USA Radio News.
Senator Jones brings a background in law enforcement, having served as a federal prosecutor in the Northern District of Alabama, and we welcome him. We also welcome Senator Tina Smith. For 3 years, she's served the people of Minnesota as their lieutenant governor. Now she will join Senator Klobuchar in representing them here in the Senate.
House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today welcoming Senator Doug Jones from Alabama and Tina Smith from Minnesota. With the swearing-in of Jones and Smith, the Republicans hold a slim 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate. President Donald Trump is blasting his former chief strategist ahead of the release of a new, unflattering book. Trump said in a statement Wednesday that when Bannon was fired, he, quote, not only lost his job, he lost his mind. The new book by Michael Wolff, titled Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, comes out next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman said California, quote, better hold on tight after Democratic Governor Jerry Brown allowed the state to become a sanctuary state. Now, the law took in effect January 1st of this year. Holman also talks about how the local police feel about this.
The street cops, they do not like this legislation. They're totally against it. The street cops understand what we're trying to do. We want to take public safety threats out of the communities.
Techies are getting ready for the Consumer Electronics Show to be held in Las Vegas.